delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
In the streets of Miami, they are still celebrating the death of Fidel Castro. At the age of 90 over the weekend, his brother Raul in his mid-80s still in charge there, but changes are coming to Cuba, it would seem. Felix R. Caballero has been to Cuba many times. He's been on this program before. Felix, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you here. You've been to Cuba a lot. Real quickly, give the listeners your background.
Well, my background is that I'm Cuban-American. I came to the United States in 1966. I was 3 years old. Still have numerous family there, both on my mother and father's side, and I visit the island often.
Yeah, you've been going there before it was actually proper or legal, I suppose. You figured out ways around that, and you made your way there. Now you can go there legally. But what about Fidel Castro? What about Cuba? What about his legacy?
Well, the question that needs to be asked is, are Cubans better off today than they were prior to Fidel Castro taking power? And we've got to understand that he overthrew a dictator, Fulgencio Batista, who the Cubans in Miami, who are, I believe, the minority in terms of the Cuban voice in the United States, supported. They supported that dictator, Fulgencio Batista, who had a system of apartheid in place. And if you ask the question, are Cubans better off today? I think resoundingly the answer is yes.
There is no way, Felix, that Cubans in 2016 are better off than Cubans in 1958. That is absurd.
Steve, in 1958, there was higher literacy rate, high infant mortality rate in Cuba.
Yeah, today, and today in Cuba, today in Cuba, you can get 1 gallon of milk a month. 1 gallon of milk a month. 1 dozen eggs a month, Felix. I mean, Steve, you might see different things, but in the real world of Cuba, according to all sorts of sources, piles of sources, not to mention that Castro and Che Guevara and these other people killed over 100,000 of their own people in firing squads.
Well, what the firing squads were in response to the firing squad that Batista's secret police had in place.
Oh, so then they're okay.
Absolutely. That,
so Castro's firing squads were okay then.
Is lower than that of the United States. The literacy rate in Cuba is higher than that of the United States. In Cuba, there's no homelessness. There's free education and access to healthcare.
Felix, even I can see the pictures of what a home is in Cuba. The poverty rates in Cuba are far higher than the United States. Our poverty rates, because we set them higher than other parts of the world, people live far better in the United States than in Cuba, period, paragraph.
According to the United Nations Human Development Index, Cubans live better than most other countries in Latin America and South America, including Mexico, which has been Americanized.
Well, then, gosh, maybe we should continue with our communist regime. Maybe that makes better sense. I mean, this is absurd, Felix. I mean, we've talked about this before.
Steve,
this is absurd.
I have been to China, and I have been to Cuba. Cuba is not communist. Cuba is a socialist country. China is a communist country, and we do business with China every day. And by the way, we need to be very careful.
I didn't say we shouldn't do it. No, that's not what we're talking
China
about.
China is sneaking up behind us.
The conversation isn't about doing business or not doing business. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Fidel Castro's legacy, and you're giving some idea that somehow he's a social justice warrior that helped the Cuban people. Good God.
Cubans are better off today, Steve, than they've ever been. Better off than many Americans, in fact. Yeah. How many gallons
Fidel of milk Castro we've killed now? More people than other dictators in the world. He's the last communist that left a broken society behind of poverty and starving in the streets, and tens of thousands. If it was so great, why did tens of thousands of people get into boats to make it across
Cuba,
that 90 miles? Why? If it's so wonderful.
Because of the American embargo, the economic embargo against Cuba, which makes it difficult for Cuba to take care of its citizenry. That's why they come here.
Oh, I see. If we hadn't responded to Fidel Castro, hold on.
We have policies in place to create that exodus from Cuba.
Felix, I like you well enough. I like you, but you are terribly misguided.
Well,
Castro killed more people than Pinochet. In Chile, for God's sake.
He killed a lot less people than did Fulgencio Batista, who was the dictator in place.
No, he didn't. That's the whole point.
Batista
killed far enough people.
Batista had a secret police of goons that went around the country killing and beating people.
No, that's the point. I have checked my facts. I've done all my reading. As you well know, Felix, I do my homework. And Castro, Fidel Castro, is credited with more than 100,000 deaths.
I disagree with those numbers. But the greater point is that obviously he's had a major impact on the United States and the world, because you and I are talking about him today. And I have to suggest to you that we're watching these scenes on CNN of the Cuban Americans who were part of the oppressive regime before Castro celebrating. But in reality, the larger picture is that the world is celebrating his impact on the world. Far more people, tens of millions of Cubans, are celebrating quietly and honoring his legacy rather than that debacle in Miami where they're celebrating the death of a human being.
Yeah, Cuba threatened America with nuclear war. Fidel Castro murdered 100,000 of his own people with his henchman Che Guevara, who, by the way, was beaten to death by Bolivians when they realized what he was all about and begged for his life like any good coward. Because that's what Che Guevara was, just another coward running to try to create more instability in South America. He was beaten to death by the Bolivians. Good for them. At least they saw the truth.
And the missiles of October, Steve, Fidel Castro asked Russia to point missiles at the United States after numerous attempts to invade his country, including the infamous Bay of Pigs. What would you do if someone threatened your household tonight? You call the police, correct?
Well, the Bay of Pigs is a conversation for another day. We're talking about the 100,000 people that were murdered, the people that are in poverty, the fact that you can get 1 gallon of milk a month, 1 dozen eggs a month. That's how wonderful and robust Cuba is. But you want to blame the Americans for that. Interesting enough, but a good conversation, Felix. I like you anyway, but you're just terribly misguided on this one. That's all, my friend.
Well, Steve, I would suggest to you there are millions of Americans who would line up this morning for that gallon of milk, that free housing, free education, and free access to health care.
Yeah, and free poverty for all. Felix, always a pleasure. Thanks.
My pleasure, Steve. Have a good day.
Yeah, Felix Sharp Caballero here on the Steve Gruber Show.